Cam, going back to the win in Buffalo after the game, Coach Tomlin said you guys just played Steelers defense. In your mind, what are the character traits of the Steelers defense you guys want to have this season?
Yeah, we talk about it every day in the organization. You know, the standard is a standard. You know, everyone has accountability each and every time step out there on the field to hold yourself to a standard, a high standard at that. Just go out there and play, like you said, Steelers brand of football. You know, going out there, competing at a high level. Each and every down, you know, communicating pre-snap, post-snap, and from there just playing fast, physical, and free. You know, that just kind of defines our style of play, you know, our identity and who we are. And obviously, you know, each and every time we step out on the field, we're ready to get after our opponents.
You have a few to choose from, but do you have a favorite play from that win?
Yeah, we had so many guys make you know, difference-making plays throughout the course of the game. I think the biggest ones I'm probably most excited for is obviously TJ, you know, a guy who, you know, he was dealing with some things, you know, necessarily off the field, you know, a guy who stayed around the organization, you know, came to work each and every day, humble as ever, and just, you know, opportunity that, you know, not necessarily getting necessarily the amount of reps that he might have wanted, you know, to prepare, but to come out there just to see him play at a high level, continuous growth in his game, continuous growth in his leadership. Just the energy that he brings, you know, it's contagious to see, it's contagious to be around, and I was, you know, extremely happy for him.
TJ said the fourth and one stop you had late in the game is what he called
funny.
The play.
That's funny. You know, we came in together. I appreciate him, you know, just give me that kind of nod to that play. But like I said, guys out there just playing for each other. You know, that, I think that's the best thing about this team. You know, we play for one another. It's easy to kind of get caught up in just, you know, that being a word or a phrase, you know, to a team or to, you know, kind of defining a style. You know, but our camaraderie and just kind of, you know, our friendship and our love for each other, you know, that really takes us a long way. And we're always excited for whoever makes the plays out there, no matter, you know, who gets the, you know, acknowledgement, no matter who gets the credit. We just want to win.
Throws it to the end zone. Broken up in the end zone. What a great job for the Steelers defender, Trey Norwood.
What did you see from Trey Norwood in his first game?
It was amazing. You know, guy who didn't get wide-eyed. You know, a guy who came in very focused, very sharp guy. You know, he has a lot of tools in his bag. You know, obviously very communicative. And again, you know, a guy who's held to a high standard. And he doesn't, you know, shy away from that. You know, he runs to that. And I'm very excited for what he's going to do for us for the rest of the year. Can move him around, very interchangeable piece for us. And he plays fast, he plays physical, he's very smart, he's a very well-rounded guy. I love him.
When the Steelers drafted him, Coach Tomlin announced and said he's a Swiss Army knife, which is something he said about you before. Do you see a little bit of you in him?
Most definitely. And especially throughout, you know, our defense, that's the kind of guys that we have to have in this building and in this defense, you know, to really get us to where we want to go as a team. Those interchangeable pieces to guys being able to move around, play different positions on the back end, and then we're having guys even on the second level and the front level as well who are interchangeable. And that just gives us different looks, very different schematics, you know, and just different things that help us, you know, put together, you know, well game plans for the teams that we attack each and every week. We obviously know that's offensive league, and as it is, you know, teams are doing everything that they can to attack us and get themselves in the best situation. So we have to be ready to, you know, combat that and give us and put our best foot forward.
Second and goal just outside the 10. Carr dips it in. It's Waller. He spins into the end zone for the touchdown.
I'm pretty sure everybody saw what Darren Waller was able to do on Monday Night Football, what he means to that Raiders offense. Coach said he's more like Chase Claypool, somebody you've gone against a lot, especially in training camp. So What makes defending a guy like that so difficult?
Yeah, obviously, you know, what you already see, big, physical. You know, a guy can move, you know, don't get caught up in their size. You know, those guys that can build to speed and get going in a hurry. You know, and obviously the same things that he do with the ball, you know, he does without the ball as well. They do a great job of moving him around, do a great job of the pre-snap shifts and motions and kind of challenge the defense and eyes and where guys are lining up. And, you know, we just have to be very sharp and on our P's and Q's of just communication of all levels. And like I said, with Waller, you know, we know what we're going to expect from him. You know, a high-targeted guy, a big focal point of their offense. You know, obviously an ascending player who keeps getting better each and every year. And we see the steps that he's been taking, you know, for that organization over there. So, you know, we just have to be ready for how they're going to use him throughout the course of the game. And like I said, just get after him as well.
Lastly, you guys had a little preview that third preseason game against the Lions of having the fans back in Heinz Field. What do you think about Sunday and just what that atmosphere is going to be like?
It's going to be electric. I'm eager to see it. You know, I'm just coming from, you know, being on the road week one. You know, obviously you get a kind of early sense and feel of what it's going to be like for the kind of, you know, looking ahead for the rest of the year. And you always look forward to home games, you know, being in front of your fan base, being in front of your you know, your family, your friends, your own crowd. You know, that comes second to none. You're protecting your own territory, you're protecting your own backyard. And, you know, it's a great way to, you know, coming into the year at Heinz Field, getting fans back to full capacity. And like I said, we're going to come match their energy as well. So we're looking for them to be electric. You know, it's going to be a very high energy game for a full 60 minutes. And we'll just be ready to play some football.
All right, Cam, thanks so much.
Thank you, Missy.